We regeneration and restricted sense. That's all meaning awareness from our, from the fullness of our soul that rests to and engaging our consciousness.
But in the restricted sense,
there's no meaning of relevance apart from the truth of the gospel, as to an engaging of consciousness. We must remember that regeneration takes place in connection with the actual cause. The effectual call comes through us through the word of the gospel. As I said earlier, regeneration is brought to us in the bosom of the effectual call. And it is that objective, what that objective act of the Holy Spirit wrought in us in order that we may feel through the actual cause the appropriate response. The appropriate response. And furthermore, regeneration always pushes itself into consciousness in the responses of faith. The professors. As we found in our study of 1 John 5, 1 particularly, 1 John 5, 1 and 4, faith is the invariable concomitant of regeneration. The invariable concomitant. And faith is always in response to the word of truth, the gospel. Regeneration in a more restricted sense has no meaning, except as it is concomitant with those other aspects of the ordinance of usage. Yes, I shall. Regeneration in the restricted sense has no relevance except as it is concomitant with these other aspects of the order of uses. Sexual order, faith, repentance. Now in view of that, because of natural separateness, for biblical writers on occasion to take that sort of context into account and bring it within the very purview of regeneration, or bring it within the very context of regeneration. And that is what we find 1:18 and Ephesians 10 and the first becoming. Well, that's my attempt at solution of this appearance of the William Buckland, there that country is mined in every respect. Somebody's up to me and
ignore it, you spoil.
believe. And no other life shall sow indifference or indifference.
That is the transaction.
This is not too great for this subject. No excuse for unbelief and no other life for indifference. For people who argue that we should not repent and believe until we are regenerated. We shouldn't repent and believe until we are regenerated is to introduce confusion into the religion. And regeneration is a saying to our responsibility. We never know that until we repent and believe. We never know each return with the thought of the discovery that we believe with death. Human thought in this matter, human, stay in this matter, always not such thing. Never does. The God power of God's grace addresses itself to our responsibility in the demand for repentance and faith. It doesn't address itself to our responsibility in the demand for regeneration. But in the demand for that which regeneration produces, just as the unknown purposes of God are not the rule of our conduct, nor the grounds upon which we act, so the inscrutable operations of God in our hearts are not the rule or the ground of our action. The inscrutable operations of God in our hearts are not the rule or the ground of our action, but the revealed rule of God. For our belief, for our knowledge that we have been regenerated, this narrow ground upon which we exercise faith, it's true that regeneration is always First act of faith and repentance proceeds. Just to meet the next. The priority of regeneration society is of creation, of natural liberty. Man in the alien of his possessions, his natural liberty. But because his body is able to exercise that natural liberty, the servant of God. And he is unable to release his free agent on the bondage. He's unable to release it from that bondage. We hear a patient simply means the interposition. Of supernatural to ensure the relief of that creation, ensure the release of that creation to the end that it may now be ended. How could it be a violation of our creation when it is in reality the interposition of God to do for us what we are totally unable to do for ourselves? And do what? In the world, great. Therefore, we generation in its time, we generation in its God. So, especially when we take into account the context in which we live. Now, in the nature of the case, the little is. Is he incapable of that conscious and intelligent activity in those which we define faith? We must define faith in these terms.
Thank you.
We cannot think that that little instant has been any longer under condemnation of sin. You see, what is membership in the kingdom of God? By justification. And the doctrine of the family of God. And although we likewise define effectual calling,
go back to year and 5 months.
Thank you.
must go back again to John 3:6. That which is born of the Spirit is dead. That which is born of the Spirit is dead. That is a human being in self conformed and directed by the Holy Spirit. Expanding experience and increasing knowledge. In a way that is consistent with and corroborated of
any minute.
immediately. None of you see, I don't know the I don't think they have anyone from Scripture who believes that the illuminating and of the Holy Spirit is outside of what we generally call the being of faith. We are not limiting God. We're trying to say how it is, as far as our knowledge is concerned, as a revelatory data furnished to us, we have no right to say that we have no reason to say that. Outside of the context, for all along, that is the